Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
The papers are continuing their coverage of Kyran Dernan and his disappearance and suspected murder. The Irish Independent says that Kyran Dernan, the 8-year-old boy who has been missing for over 2 years, was listed as a guest at a B&B in Dundalk over a 4-week period during the summer. A chief suspect has been identified as part of the murder probe, as well as at least one other person of major interest. Now, Gardaí have finished an excavation at the boy's former home. The last confirmed public sighting of Kyran Dernan was in May 2022. However, his name was given on check-in at a Dundalk B&B in late May, with a check-out date of June 24th this year. The Irish Times says that Gardaí investigating the disappearance of Kyran Dernan are following up on a huge volume of calls from the general public. So they have been appealing for information, as much info as possible. And apparently the public have given a huge volume of information to Gardaí. Some of the calls the guards are getting include claimed sightings of the boy, which detectives hope will aid them to establish when he was actually last seen alive and whether that was over 2 years ago as suspected. And Gardaí are expected now to search another property. So we had this property searched in Dundalk. That has ended. But now, according to the Irish Times, Gardaí are going to search another property in Drogheda, which is connected to the family. But as things stand, it looks like we're no closer to finding out what happened or making arrests. And sources have told the Irish Times that it would be a strategic error to arrest anyone of interest at this point in the investigation. If you arrest someone now, it's much harder to arrest them for a second time in the same investigation, because you need new grounds or new evidence for a second arrest. Elsewhere, the Irish Daily Mail talks about electronic records in hospitals, and apparently they're at least 7 years away. Just extraordinary that we're still using paper-based systems for our health service. I think it's the NHS I saw recently. There's an app where all your medical files are on the app that you download and you can access them. Here, we're still using paper. The boss of the HSE has threatened to stop funding institutions that refuse to transform their systems. So 10 years ago, we had planned to digitise our paper-based health record system. But we still remain the only EU country that doesn't offer access to health data through an online portal. This was all discussed yesterday at the Public Accounts Committee, but extraordinary. In 2024, we still have a paper-based system and we're an outlier in Europe. We're lagging behind when it comes to this. Elsewhere, the Irish Daily Star, Bad Apples is the headline. Prison officers have found more than 20 iPhones, as well as chargers and drugs, believed to have been flown in by a drone to Wheatfield Prison. It's worth €50,000, these phones and weapons flown into the jail. And there's a photograph of them on the front of the Star. And then the front of the Irish Sun says Monk's Spanish charge sheet. Jerry the Monk Hutch is set to appear before a secret Spanish court within days. He was arrested during dawn raids targeting the Hutch organised crime group on Wednesday, and apparently he's going to be charged with crimes allegedly relating to drug trafficking and human trafficking. So he will face a court appearance very shortly, according to the Irish Sun. Elsewhere inside the paper is the National Children's Hospital, never far from the headlines. Today we find out how much has been spent on PR, and this is a nice gig if you can get it. The board overseeing the development of the National Children's Hospital has spent €672,000 on PR in less than 3 years. The spending by the board came as the project is dealing with a lot of delays and overruns. The Irish Times says details of the expenditure on PR were given to Social Democrats TD Catherine Murphy. She tabled a parliamentary question. It's about €250,000 nearly a year in the last few years being spent on public relations and communications. Catherine Murphy says if the Children's Hospital was finished on time, much of this expense would have been avoided, and the best PR for the hospital, she says, would be to get it finished and treating sick children. A lot of talk about Limerick in the papers. In case you didn't hear, the Irish Independent has the news that the international rugby experience which only opened in May last year, has announced it's going to cease operations and close its doors in December. Around 50 people are employed at the business. Big launch last year. It was on every news bulletin and loads of TV shows about this international rugby experience last May. The project was funded with a €30 million donation from JP McManus, but negotiations with Limerick City and County Council on the matter could not be progressed, is what the experience says. So unfortunately, it's going to shut down. Very disappointing, I'm sure, for a lot of rugby fans. But obviously there will be bookings which have to be honoured up until the 23rd of December, and then it closes. Michael Burke, the well-known journalist, is in the papers today as well. He's in the Star. He's been criticised. He was talking about Liam Payne, and he described Liam Payne as a drugged up, faded boy band singer. And now Liam Payne's fans are up in arms over this. Michael Burke, by the way, is going to be on News Talk on Bank Holiday Monday with Henry McKean, talking about 40 years since his report on the devastating Ethiopian famine. And he was doing some PR about the famine on the BBC recently when he described Liam Payne as drugged up, faded boy band singer, and people are up in arms over that. I know we're going to be talking on News Talk Breakfast to John Fitzgerald about the clocks going back. I see in the Telegraph, we heard yesterday it's bad for us, for our health, the clock's changing time because it messes up with our circadian rhythm. Well, the Telegraph tells us that changing the clocks could give your dog anxiety and an upset stomach. Experts say pets don't understand the concept of daylight saving time. A lot of humans don't understand it either. And they rely on us, our dog owners, for their meal times, exercise, waking up and going to bed. And the pets struggle then when the clocks change, we are told. And finally, we have some email greetings that people find really, really annoying. If you start an email with "hope all's well," it doesn't impress people, because more than a quarter of people, 26%, admit using the phrase when actually what they mean is, "I've honestly not thought about your well-being," but this seems to be the standard way to start an email. Also, the cliches used in email is "apologies for my delay in responding." Then we have "hope this email finds you well." I hate getting that. "As per my last email, a quick note to say," and just following up, there's some of the cliches that annoy people that they get with their emails. Anyway.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.